Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Bitachain, Shir number 41. We're talking about the seven differences between one who trusts Hashem and anyone who does not regarding to earning a living and doing any form of ishtadlus. We're holding the fifth difference. Bachamishi, the fifth difference is Ki Abiteh Belikim, one who trusts in Hashem, who misasik besibas ha'olam lahachim lahem tzeda lachrisai. He engages in worldly matters for his health and his livelihood to prepare himself for olam haba. V'sipuk lebeis mayadai, to supply him to reach his final destination, to earn his keep, to become connected to Hashem forever and ever. So whatever a Baal B'tachin has and does in this world is a preparation for his existence in the world to come, which means that whenever he has time to spare, he invests it to improve himself, acquiring more knowledge of Hashem, more knowledge of halachas, more knowledge of hashkafa, more knowledge of connecting to Hashem, more kindness to help other people, more focus on fulfilling your tafkid in your life, in spreading goodness in the world and within yourself and within your surroundings. And yes, you need to do your ishtadlus to earn a living, that keli, and you do that. But your real achievement is not just that, although that is a big achievement when you do it honestly and ehrlichly, but it's collecting mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim as much as possible. So when you have days off, or evenings, or Shabbos, or Yontif, whenever there's these cracks in the schedule, a Baal Baiteach looks in a sefer, he thinks about Hashem, he tries to learn more Torah, he tries to gain more knowledge of Hashem, performing mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, and even his resting is with, so you have koyach to serve Hashem better. Even his sleeping is to have koyach to utilize to serve Hashem better. And he uses his time wisely. While someone who is not a Baal B'tachin is interested primarily in what will help him in his career or his self-pleasure. So this idea of a Baal B'tachin, that even when he uses his livelihood, he uses it to serve Hashem. And you put in, You ask Hashem to help you with the best possible environment. You ask Shaila if there's a negative environment and how to go about it and when to move and when to leave and how to protect yourself in those negative environments. And anything you do, Lamashal, if you are volunteering for Taim Shabbos and you give food for the public that way, you think about you're emulating Hashem. Noisin lechem lechol basar ki loylem chazdai. That Hashem gives to all human beings and all people. And let's say you are in the food business and you are a baker or whatever it is, and you're giving that loaf of bread to the customer. You're an agent of Hashem. Yes, he's paying for it, but you're selling all kinds of foods, let's say fruits, vegetables, and so on and so forth, or clothing. Think of that if you're in that mode, right? You sell suits or whatever. You think Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Malbish Arumim. You're doing Hashem's work. If you deal with things honestly, the fact that you're making money in a normal way is not deterrent of that. You're still doing a chesed. That is why all those people who are in this helping profession, even though they're earning their living and making a career of it, but the bottom line is there is an element of genuinely trying to help people. Even if you're a doctor and you're healing non-Jews also, you do it. That's what Hashem wants you to do. You're a plumber, even for a non-Jew, and you're pairing a sink. You're serving Hashem. You're helping doing that. You're fixing a washing machine, whatever it is. So if you're able to put your mind on your daily work in such a way that while you're doing your daily work, you're serving Hashem, that means every single moment is a mitzvah. Sheshish Yomim Tavid becomes a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of doing Hashem's will. And if you have that frame of mind, then it's your career is long in preparing Olam Haba. And don't say, oh, I'm forced to work the 8 hours a day, or whatever your normal hishtadlus is, how much time is wasted without Avodas Hashem. No, that is Avodas Hashem. You know, of course, you don't overgo but do it, and you keep your tefillah b'tzivur and your siddurim and so on and so forth. Right? V'nasati v'atar ba'artzchem v'itay, Hashem will provide the rain. V'asafta d'gan chavishu ha'shitzarecha. So you have to do the shtadlis. You know, the grain is not going to walk into your granary. You have to cut it. You have to do everything you need to do. So you don't hang around in your house and wait for someone to help you. Yes, you have to work, look for a job. You have to make a living. That too is an avodas Hashem. And to choose a living, mashis bar loy b'hatzalas ayteirasei v'alami masasik bay, He will engage only what is clear that it does not interfere with his Torah studies. It's not detrimental to his Torah learning. Or lead him to rebel. So he doesn't engage in work that would be negative or detrimental or wrong, you know, like selling not clean stuff, you know, or dirty magazines and things like that, and so on and so forth. But if you're a street cleaner and even a sanitation worker, right, that is healthy because you're doing cleaning streets, you're doing a chesed. And you don't want to bring yourself spiritual plane by engaging in a livelihood. The idea also of even taking a walk, you're doing it l'shem shamayim. Again, you avoid in the summertime taking walks in places where it's not sneistic, where there's problems with that, and so on and so forth. But in healthy places, in parks, you know, in certain weather conditions and other things, you do what you can. Now, if someone does not have betachin in this way, then he puts trust in worldly means to attain his health and livelihood and his other needs. He'll rely on those things. And he won't refrain from engaging in anyone. So someone who's not a Baal Betochen, the career is an end in and of itself. It's all important. He'll do whatever it takes to make a living, even at the expense of his soul, and even at the expense of his emotional well-being, often. He'll engage in these type of careers, whether it is praiseworthy to do so, whether it's reprehensible to do so. He does not think about the outcome and the result of that interaction. Some will even work on Shabbos, right? Because he believes that the work is in the livelihood and not Hashem. Or if he believes he doesn't work, he won't have a livelihood. So he'll do anything to further his career or his business. But if he has a hour off or a day off, he doesn't do anything with it. Or he'll go to, you know, indulge in going to a movie or doing something inappropriate. So that's what it means. A wise man fears and turns away from evil. So in other words, a wise man sees ahead of time what would come as a result of his present behavior, and ask himself whether it will help him for Olam Haba, or his connection to Hashem now, or not. And that should be the guiding principle. However you decide the course of action, no matter what you think, Hashem is the only source of your parnasa. And you need to think of how to please Hashem, and in the mind of serving Hashem. So if you're not sure something's kosher, don't do it, or ask a shayla if something's questionable, and trust Hashem that you'll be successful in another way. So this is sometimes an assayin for a person to try to overcome this, but it's a very, very important assayin to work through, which is very, very important. This idea of everything you do in life, even the most mundane, and focusing ultimately, what does Hashem want from you in this moment? How am I serving Hashem with what I'm doing? That is one of the most important things in life. And that is totally, totally transforming. You have to realize that every individual has a tafkid and has a particular mission in life. So once you look at it that way, that your neshama was sent here for a particular mission and you're connecting to Hashem and serving Hashem, then there's no such thing as mundane. And your unique connection to Hashem should energize you, should help you, and so on and so forth. It's very, very important to understand that. And take care of your inner life and take care of and value yourself in that way, then nothing is mundane. And everything is avodas Hashem, no matter what you're doing. So that is a very, very important thing to discover and understand what the meaning of life is. That Hashem wants human growth. He wants you to grow and to experience Hashem in the present moment. That's a Baal Betachin. Bechol Dorachecha Da'eyu. In all your ways, know him. To search for Hashem in everything you do. When you daven, you search Hashem. And when you work, you search Hashem. And when you Gaimel Chasadim, you search Hashem. Every action that you do, that is the idea. What is Hashem's plan for me in this particular thing? Every act of growth changes yourself, changes the world, changes people around you. Influences, brings oyer, brings kedusha, brings love, brings kindness to the world. And don't underestimate it. This could shift. I know sometimes we get tired a mother taking care of kids every day, day in and day out, could get drained sometimes. A person working hard for a living and it's pressured gets drained. So it's important to take some breaks from it and have adequate sleep and take a break and then, you know, refresh yourself. But the idea is when we recognize that we're here as a shlichus in this world and we're connected to Hashem with everything we do, it will truly, truly help us in the most amazing ways. Bracha v'atzlacha.